This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 6, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Light rain today, temperatures in the upper 60s. Today is primary election day in Massachusetts. There are contested races on the Republican side for governor and lieutenant governor. Leah Allen from Danvers is one of two candidates running for lieutenant governor. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is seeking the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor, and she will be opposed by two other candidates. Democrats also have primary races for Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Auditor. In Essex County, on the Democrat side, there is a race for District Attorney with Paul Tucker running against James O'Shea. For Essex County Sheriff, incumbent Kevin Coppinger is being challenged by Virginia Lee. There are also primary contests for local state Senate and representative races. Salem News is reporting that there will be a new apartment building in Beverly. It will be called Gateway and will be built on Lower Rantoul and Cabot Streets near the Beverly-Salem Bridge. Also in the paper today is word that the Terrigian YMCA in Peabody has a new executive director. She is Kara Green, who has been with the Y for 22 years. And the Daily Item is reporting today that Commercial Street in Lynn will be closed in a couple of weeks for the bridge replacement project to replace the MBTA rail bridge. Be sure to check back to the website throughout the day for news and sports updates. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox 5-game win streak ended yesterday as the Rays beat the Sox 4-3 in Florida. The series continues tonight at 6:40. Linfield quarterback Clayton Marenghi helped lead Endicott football to their win on Saturday in St. Lawrence. Check out our coach's show with Gulls head coach Paul McGonigal. High school football opens up this weekend, and our game of the week features Tewksbury at Danvers. Live audio coverage right here on MSO. This is Danvers Athletic Director Andy St. Pierre on the Danvers football team.
We're hoping for big things for football. Your numbers are down a little bit in football. But I think our top-end kids can compete with anyone around here, and it's been like that for a while. It's sort of when we get into the depth issue is what sort of hurts us. But they're always going to be well-coached. They're always going to be tough kids ready to play, so we're excited for that.
Danvers Athletic Director Andy St. Pierre. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.